Hello, Mr. President. This is about the coolest thing ever. I've been given a chance to ask you one question, and out of a million that I'd love to ask you over a beer, you know, somewhere. When I thought about it, I kept coming back to this same article that I read a while ago about how presidents age extremely, just a lot faster than every other person in the world ages. You know, they show pictures of people of the presidents before their term and end of the term, and some of them, even just four-year terms, they end up looking 20 years older. And you, my friend, are looking particularly distinguished. I mean that in the nicest way possible. But in all fairness, you've earned every gray hair you've got on your head, I have to say, by far. But you're expected to be superhuman when in reality you are nothing but human. And so my question is very simple. From one man to another, from a father to another, an American to another, just like you are, how are you? How is life treating you? How, you know, are you happy? And, you know,
that's a great question,
Rob. Is everything good with you? Is everything good with you, man?
You know, we should have that beer, because I think it'd be, this might take a longer answer, but, you know, I am pretty happy, I got to tell you. And the main reason is because I've got this amazing wife and two unbelievably terrific daughters who are growing up a little too fast, and I don't see them as much as I like because they're always hanging out with their friends these days. But you know, that keeps my life in perspective. A great family. We're healthy. Obviously, you know, I can support that family, and they're doing fine. And that's where I start. And that's my baseline. And I have dinner with them every night at 6:30 during the week. And I catch up with them. And for all the challenges I'm dealing with, that's always home base. But the other reason I'm pretty good is that this is an extraordinary privilege, this job. It is really hard, and it's long hours. And there are a lot of things flying at you all the time. But every single day, I wake up and I have the possibility, the opportunity of making things a little bit better for somebody out there. You know, maybe
we all
it's,
appreciate that.
You know, maybe making sure somebody has health care who didn't have it before. Maybe it's making sure that, you know, a small business gets a loan. Maybe it's, you know, helping to get a school instituted, an early education program so the kids are getting a better start. And, you know, there's a big government. It's an ocean liner. So sometimes the changes you want don't happen as fast as you'd like. You know, sometimes the government will screw up. And since the buck stops with me, you know, I have to look there and say, well, how do we screw that thing up? And we got to go in and fix it. And that can be frustrating when you got effectively 2 million people who are working for you. At any given time, somebody may be screwing up out of a couple million folks. But every single day, though, you just realize it's pretty lucky to be able to serve the American people this way. And when I travel outside of Washington, or when I have a chance to have a chat like this, I'm just reminded of how many wonderful people there are in this country. And as I said, the State of the Union, the economy is improving. Things are getting better. We are well positioned, better positioned than any country on earth, to make this 21st century an American century. For me to be a part of that, that's a pretty good deal. And my wife, at least, still thinks I'm pretty cute, even with the gray hair. I just want you to know.
Man, you're looking great, man.
I appreciate you.
Are.
All right, man.
All right, Mr. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Rob.